The UN Human Rights Monitoring Mission to Ukraine Friday said its investigators had confirmed thousands more civilian casualties in Russia's invasion of Ukraine, including 21 people killed by Russian forces in executions or individual attacks. At a news conference in Kyiv Friday, mission head Matilda Bogner detailed how at least 5,987 civilians had been killed or injured between August 1st of 2022 and January 31st of 2023, a number she said was likely to be a significant underestimate since it only covered those cases the investigators were able to verify. The report also covered the treatment of prisoners of war by both sides in the conflict. Bogner said Ukraine provided the mission with unimpeded confidential access to official places of internment of Russian prisoners of war, while the Russian Federation did not. She said, however, they were able to carry out confidential interviews with Ukrainian POWs upon their release.
The number of documented cases of torture and ill treatment during internment in penitentiary facilities is shocking. More than 84% endured such mistreatment. Penitentiary staff subjected prisoners of war to so-called welcome beatings upon their arrival, beat and electrocuted them regularly during inspections in cells and while walking them around the facilities. Members of the Russian Federal Penitentiary Services and those in charge of many places of internment in Russian-occupied territory systematically engaged in such practices against prisoners of war.
Bogner called on both sides in the conflict to ensure full compliance with international humanitarian law. In the latest news regarding fighting in Ukraine, officials in Kyiv say long-range Russian artillery bombardments have killed at least 10 civilians and wounded 20 others in several parts of Ukraine Friday. This is VOA News. A poll of global attitudes regarding Russia's war on Ukraine suggests the West has regained